This is Tate Servance from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and we are here for the news. We are getting started in just one moment. Cass City Public Schools have issued a safety alert about the growing risks of kratom and its derivative of 7-hydroxycitramitrogen, which are increasingly linked to medical emergencies among youth. School Resource Officer Ashley Coleman explained that while kratom was once rarely encountered in emergency situations, overdoses involving the substance have become more frequent. The compound affects brain receptors similarly to opioids and poses particular dangers when combined with alcohol. It can potentially cause severe breathing problems and unresponsiveness. Officials emphasize that students may mistakenly believe kratom is harmless because it's marketed as natural and sold legally at gas stations and vape shops without age restrictions. The product also often comes in attractive packaging that appeals to young people. Warning signs for parents include extreme drowsiness, breathing difficulties, confusion, mood changes, and physical symptoms like unusual heart rate or nausea. The district urges families to discuss substance risks with students and seek immediate medical help if concerning symptoms appear. Coleman stressed that legal availability doesn't guarantee safety, and natural origins don't prevent serious health consequences. Parents can contact school officials for resources on discussing these risks with their children. A 53-year-old hemlock man has been formally charged in Saginaw County after an armed standoff earlier this week in which police officers came under rifle fire but were not hurt. Authorities say the incident happened December 2, 2025, on the 4000 block of North Fordney Road in Hemlock. This is where the suspect allegedly fired multiple shots at officers. Prosecutors do report that he used an AR-15-style rifle to shoot at officers who were inside an armored Bearcat vehicle during the standoff. The man faces three felony counts, felonious assault, weapons and felony firearm, and assaulting, resisting, or obstructing a police officer. Court officials set bond at $30,000 on the felonious assault charge and $10,000 each on the firearm and assaulting, resisting, obstructing counts, and no injuries were reported in the incident. A Bay County judge has ruled that the confession of a Bay City man accused of killing and dismembering Justy Stillwell can be used at his upcoming trial. This came despite defense arguments that it was obtained without an attorney present. Robert Tweedley is charged with open murder and mutilation of a corpse after police say he admitted in a recording interview to killing Stillwell, dismembering the body, and dumping remains near the Saginaw River by Bay City's Independence Bridge. The court ruling was that the judge found that Tweedley's statements to investigators were made knowingly and voluntarily, rejecting a motion by the defense to suppress the confession. Defense attorneys argued that the confession should be thrown out because Tweedley did request a lawyer before ultimately admitting to the killing. But the court concluded that the interview and statement could still be presented to jurors. Alleged crime details were that investigators saying Tweedley killed Stillwell at a Bay City residence in 2024, then dismembered the victim and discarded the body parts in multiple locations along the Saginaw River and in nearby areas. Audio and video from the police interview reportedly captured Tweedley asking to, quote, just get this over with, end quote, before confessing, and he remains jailed on a high bond as the case moved towards towards trial. Now, with your national and international news. Technology analysts are raising concerns about Apple's recent product strategy and internal leadership changes, noting that the company's latest devices have drawn mixed reviews and questioning whether it can maintain its long-standing role as a design leader in consumer electronics. And Thailand has extradited Vietnamese activist who found a human rights group for ethnic minorities to Vietnam, drawing criticism from rights organizations that warn he could face harsh treatment or prosecution upon return. And now we are going to Steve Adamson with our extended weather forecast.